Dr. Jerry, you got the whole world waiting. Been ready for you to start the conversation. Your point of view, it got the haters confused. Leave it up to you to bring us all the good news. Positive vibes and the sex appeal too. Dr. Andre Jerry, can I get an interview?
Good evening and welcome to Live with Dr. Andre Jerry, the international radio show where bold conversations meet practical insight to help you unlock your best life. I'm your host, Dr. Andre Jerry, broadcasting live from beautiful San Juan, Puerto Rico, and tonight's episode is going to be a special one. Now, if you're listening for the first time, welcome. But if you're a returning listener, you already know this. We don't play around here when it comes to transformation and truth and leveling up. So tonight's show is called The Zick Effect, Inside the Success Experiments. So in this episode, we're going to be talking mindset, energy, and law of attraction. We're going to touch on some universal laws as well, but more importantly, we're going to be talking about the real life journey behind all of it. I came across tonight's guest about a month ago on YouTube, and I'll just say this, his content immediately stood out to me. It was intelligent, it was clear, it was purpose-driven, and you know, that is completely aligned with the type of content that we share here on Live with Dr. Andre Jerry. His name is Zick, and he's founder of the Success Experiments, and he's been deep in personal development for over 15 years, so nearly 20 years of experience here. And I know a lot of folks have heard of The Secret, and we've heard of Think and Grow Rich, and a couple of other popular books, but Zick's journey goes way deeper than that. We're talking Bob Proctor. We're talking Kevin Trudeau. We're talking Neville Goddard. Zick has learned directly from some of the heaviest hitters in the personal development game, and not just studying their work, but actually putting it into practice. And what he's bringing to the table tonight is the real deal, real strategies that work, no fluff, no gimmicks, none of that. Just proven insight and practical wisdom that we can actually use. So, Zick, welcome to the show. I'm truly, truly honored to have you here.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm very grateful to be here today. Thank you.
No problem. So let's jump right in. Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, hello, everybody. My name is Zick, Zick UKJ, and I live in Las Vegas, here in the United States, and I've been studying personal development for about 16 years now. At first, I was like what you might say, just watching videos on YouTube and reading books, and I was doing that for years and years and years, thinking I was really making big strides in life, and then coming to find out that I was just reading within my limitations, because I had no accountability, nobody pushing me or directing me forward. So I was just reading, studying, taking courses around and around in circles. Until a few years ago, about 3 or 4 years ago, I started to revisit some of the materials I had been studying. And the course came out to me, and I started going through it, and I started receiving some rapid changes. And I asked a mentor at that time, why was I going through such fast changes? And he said, it's because I have changed my mindset. Mm. And so, yes, I changed my mindset unconsciously by just studying information over the years. I slowly changed my mindset from scarcity into abundance. So that's what tripped it for me, was that change of mindset.
Wow. No. You know, oftentimes when we first begin our journey in self-development, there's usually a specific teacher or mentor or voice that we naturally gravitate toward. Someone who has words that just land with us in a way that it feels personal to us. For me, that person was Mike Murdoch. I don't know if you heard of him, but yes. He was known as the prosperity pastor and author. He had a whole bunch of books. He led a ministry called the Wisdom Center, and yes. He focused on practical wisdom, like straight from the Bible, you know, not just theory, but real life application of Bible principles. And he was a big proponent of entering the secret place, which was, of course, referencing prayer and meditation. And he really helped shape the way that I saw prosperity, because I had the mindset of lack too. I didn't realize it until I started listening to him, but my mindset was that of lack and scarcity, and there's only so much. And if this person has a huge YouTube following, then that's taken away from mine. Or if this person is doing something in a similar lane as me, then, you know, that kind of edges me out. So I just had this limiting mindset, and he really helped to break some of that up. And he helped to shift my perspective on tithes and offering, and not so much as an obligation, but as like a spiritual law of circulation. He's the one that taught me that generosity and gratitude are magnets for abundance. And so that's how I end up, you know, changing every area in my life through changing that scarcity mentality to one of abundance. And I think you've had a similar story with your mentors. Who were some of the first mentors that stood out in your personal development journey?
Well, for me personally, I remember meeting, I actually remember watching the movie The Secret, and I saw Bob Proctor speaking.
Yes.
I was completely like blown away, and I was living in California at that time, and he was in Arizona doing a seminar. Coincidentally, within that same month of me watching the movie The Secret, he was in my neighborhood. So I did what I had to do. I got some money. I borrowed some money to go to his seminar. That's where I was first introduced into personal development.
Wow. And see, I thought it was Kevin Trudeau, who you also mentioned in your bio. So it was Bob Proctor.
It was first Bob Proctor. He was the first person I ever met. First person, I was in a seminar. I stood up and I walked directly up to him and shook his hand and told him thank you. And
yes.
It was amazing.
It was the same way with me with Mike Murdoch. He came through the Atlanta area, and I was able to attend one of his seminars, and I just admired him so much back then. Anything just to be close and, you know, just have close proximity to him, hoping that some of what he had would rub off on me. So I definitely understand the whole Bob Proctor thing. I didn't get a chance to meet him before he passed, but even through his videos and teachings that are on YouTube, he's touched and influenced a lot of people.
Yes.
In this personal development thing. Who are some other ones that sort of...
After Bob, from Bob, I went, I found a series called Your Wish is Your Command from Kevin Trudeau. That's what led me to Kevin Trudeau's information. I was on YouTube and I heard a video introduction about somebody talking about Earl Nightingale, about Napoleon Hill, talking about Andrew Carnegie. So when I heard those names, I had to go and investigate, and it led me to the series called Your Wish is Your Command, put together by Kevin Trudeau. Now, I got the series. I listened to it. The information was really the secret behind the secret about how to use universal laws to manifest or to create our desires. So I got that course and I took it. First, I was blown away. I was excited and I was using the material, but not really understanding how it was working.
Okay.
So through the years, I was going through it. And then I had the opportunity of actually meeting the man himself and being trained under him with a group of other people. And till today, that course is the one course I keep going back to. No matter whatever I keep studying, I find myself going back to the course and re-listening through the information. And it's been a very pivotal point in my life, that information. And another.
So how long did it take you to go through that that course the first time?
Oh, the first time I went through it very rapidly. It was like 14 audios, CDs at the time. I went through them in like 2 days.
Wow.
2 days. I didn't sleep. The information was very enlightening, very illuminating, especially on the universal laws and where the information came from. He was talking about information as far back as the early 1900s from the Law of Success in 15 manuscripts. He was talking for information back then, so I was intrigued, very mm-hmm. intrigued, yes, and that's what led me to my mind shift, my mindset shifting and changing.
Wow, so that really was sort of the pivotal piece in early in your journey that kind of got you where you are today. And like you said, I like the point that you made about, you know, you didn't just listen to it one time. You sort of breezed through it the first time, and then you went back and studied it again. And you're still studying it to this day and encouraging others to do so.
Yes, because one thing I learned from Bob Proctor, he said, whenever you get information, you should do your best to listen to it at least four times.
I've heard that, yes. Uh-huh.
Yes. Because the first time your brain takes it in about 25%, and, you know, people just think we understand it. No, we don't. That's the first repetition, the first mental rep of that information. So I myself personally listen to information at least four times, and then I do my best, depending on the information, once a month or once a year. So for Yours Is Your Command, I was doing it once a month, the whole CD. I was sometimes played at two times the speed.
Wow.
And
so
that was
really
how I was saturating.
Information absorb.
Yes, yeah. That was how it worked. I did not know that I was saturating my mind. I just was told that the more you listen to it, the faster your desires will start. So I just played it on repeat for days, weeks, months, and then I'd get ideas, flashes of inspiration that were in line with my goal, and then I would just take action. And I guess from the information and my taking action led to quantum leaps and jumps. I became luckier.
So if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Zik here with the Success Experiments, and we're talking about the audio series, Your Wish Is Your Command, and this is by Kevin Trudeau. And we'll tell you a little bit more about this audio series a little in segment two, and how you can get your hands on a copy. And I think we might even have a gift for you as well if you hang in there. But Kevin Trudeau, I've been familiar with him for a number of years. I was first introduced to him back in the day when he dropped this uber successful book series of natural cures they don't want you to know about. I think it was back in early 2000s or something like that. But he had a ton of books in that don't want you to know about, you know, series. Yeah. I think it went to number one New York Times bestseller a couple of times. It's still circulating to this day. I still see that book around.
Yes.
And
yes.
So that's how I was introduced to Kevin Trudeau. He was an author. And and then somewhere along the line, I heard, you know, he got into some legal trouble or something like that. And I guess someone did a hit job on him, but I guess he told too many secrets. And next thing I know, he was in prison. And so I don't know what the backstory to all of that was. But
let me help you.
He ended up reemerging. What's the story behind that?
Well, first, this man, Mr. Trudeau, Kevin Trudeau, apparently he was in a secret society back in the early 1970s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they taught him, I guess, how to use the law of attraction, universal laws, to his advantage. And the society he was a part of was called the Brotherhood. And apparently Henry Ford, Andrew Carnegie, some other very notable people were in that organization. So Mr. Trudeau is actually giving us information that is from that society on how to use the universal laws.
Okay.
Yes. So he's
and
been
he wasn't supposed
doing this.
To do that, apparently.
Yeah, well, apparently he was in the Brotherhood in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. I think in the 2000s, he decided to leave the organization because they had another agenda that did not work with his own agenda. So he left, and I guess they told him not to say anything. But when he left, he created the series, Your Wish Is Your Command, and it speaks of those techniques. So I didn't care what he had done. I said, let me get the course and the training. And I'm grateful that I did, because he did spend some time. They accused him of contempt of court. He wasn't charged with anything. He was just accused of contempt of court, longest contempt of court sentence in the history of the United States. They gave him 10 years.
They threw the book at him. Yeah, I just pulled it up here. It says he was convicted in 2013 for criminal contempt related to false claims he made in infomercials. So again, a hit job. They did a hit job on him.
Yeah. So they just they wanted to discredit him. Yeah, he did. He did 8.5. Yeah. And so I just said, let me get this information and study it. If somebody's being jailed for this information, let me see what's going on here. Mm-hmm. Let me learn something.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I'm glad they did a hit job on him. But I'm glad he was able to reemerge. And when he did, that's when I started to see kind of the turn he took to more of the personal development mentor approach, and he's helped millions of people sort of do the same thing that you did, you know, shift your mindset, upgrade your life through programs like Your Wishes, Your Command, and his Global Information Network. So he's done a ton of great work, and I can tell he's made his money. This is not a money grab for him. He is just interested in helping as many people and enlighten as many people as possible.
Yes. So he's on a mission. He's on a mission. I mean, he's already lived a life of luxury starting from the 1970s. So he's not, he's just really just sharing. He's sharing this information, and he's really encouraging people to, like, at least take life in their own hands and change their mindset and go for their goals and dreams. And so I'm, like, very excited to be in a position to help anybody who's, like, just listen for yourself. You be the judge of the information, but at least have the opportunity to listen to it, hear it, what it is all about.
Absolutely. Now, listen, was there a sort of a moment in your life before, I guess, you started really on this personal development journey that where you just got sick and tired of everything and said, you know, I'm through living like this? Like, what was that story? What was happening around that time?
Ooh, I remember I had I was reading stuff, you know, watching videos, listening to audios, doing the best I could to stay on that personal development path and being positive, you know, and my environment wasn't, you know, really changing that much. You know, I was getting some wins, but nothing really to, you know, shake my hands and say, yes, you know, you could say I was getting a little bit frustrated. Yeah. I'm going through all this information. I'm trying my best to stay positive. You know, friends and family members are, you know, I can hear a little laughter and on their under breath, you know. It was a tough journey. And there was another mentor of mine that assisted me, or not really, more like an online coach. I just watched some of his videos online. And he just said, you have to be consistent regardless of what is in front of you. Defy what's in front of you. Because I told you, after I was going through Your Wish Is Your Command, I was still trying other courses, mixing them all together, trying to just go as fast as possible.
And you talked about that in your video today that you released on YouTube. You were saying, stop mixing different recipes. Stick with one teaching. If it's Your Wish Is Your Command, then stick with that one, max it out, and then maybe introduce yourself to a different approach. Yes. That's teaching the same thing, but, you know, in a nuanced way. And like I told you in the comment that I left on that video, I've done this early in my journey. I did the mixing. I tried a little of this.
Yes.
Well, let me see what this person is saying. I'll try something from Bob Proctor, and I'll try to mix it with something with Mike Murdoch and then another teacher. And then before you know it, you're just confused and nothing is working because you're mixing all of these different recipes. So it's just nothing is working. You're not being consistent in any one discipline or tutelage. So I'm glad that you released that video. Have you been getting a lot of good commentary?
Yeah, I am. It's really funny because someone asked me, but why am I mixing them all up? I said, excuse me, my channel is Success Experiments. I'm experimenting. I'm experimenting. I have to. That's how I get my results. And he said, am I not mixing things up? I said, in the beginning, when I first started, I was mixing things up. But because now I've learned, instead of mixing four or five recipes to get one cake, I will now use each recipe for each cake.
Right.
For example, Think and Grow Rich has a recipe for, in chapter two of Think and Grow Rich, the six steps to desires. He says it right there. That's one recipe. I go with that. That's more inclined with Bob Proctor's goal card. That's how Bob translated that chapter in Think and Grow Rich into a goal card. That's what the goal card comes from. If people wanted to know the history, that's originally where it comes from. He read that six steps and converted it into a goal card. That's one recipe. And then you have another recipe, like from Mr. Trudeau's, which is your command, which is audio number five. He has his own recipe from the Brotherhood. So before in the past, I was mixing the two together for years. But then within the last 3 years, I was listening to Kevin and he reminded us, stick to the recipe. Do not mix. So for me, that stood out to me. And then I separated the two. And then I followed the Your Wish Is Your Command path. And I started seeing rapid results. I'm like, wow. And so that's the one I stick to. Don't get me wrong. I still carry a goal card. Because we all need a target regardless. And these little tools, goal card, writing stuff down, what it does in essence is it creates a pocket. It creates energy around itself, around you, so that you're always aware of it, whether you're looking at it or you're not looking at it. It's an energy bubble around you of your goal. So you're constantly remember it. It's always on your mind. Because when you ask people questions, what do they want? 99% of people really don't know. So if you have something around
you, have to know what you want first.
Yeah. Even if you don't believe it, just have a number in your mind. Why? Because that's how life is. You just have a number and you just get it because you don't really believe it's going to come. And that's when it's going to come to just prove to you. That's if you're paying attention. These are the things I've learned from doing all these experiments over time. And then it just keeps coming back. It's so funny when I go back to you, which is your command. Because it's a 14 audio set. Really, the 13 are the most important. But he even has recommended books. Because there are millions of books out there. What books should we be reading to get us where we're going to faster? He has a list of books there.
And that's important, too, because those are foundational and will aid in your understanding of some of the more, I guess, intermediate concepts in personal development. You have to start with that foundational material in those books, like not so much. Well, Think and Grow Rich is a good one too, but
Think and Grow Rich. Think and Grow Rich. Mr. Trudeau has a list of, I think, if I'm not mistaken, 15 books. These 15 books are the fundamental foundation for the elite. These books are not really in the public libraries. You can't really find them anymore. They're in almost out of print. So Kevin has these books listed. He says, you can read as many books as you want to in life, but you should really read these ones first. There's one of the books there, Psycho-Cybernetics, the original, not the updated version. So the audience can hear that. The original Psycho-Cybernetics. That's the original one. That's the original core for self-image. It's on the list. It's on Kevin's recommended book list. His recommended book list is a book list every personal development student should have at home, whether in PDF format or in print. They should have it in print because, you know, it's energy. It's energy. Right, right. You should have it in print. But those books are there. Think and Grow Rich is among those lists. Ask and It Is Given. The Magic of Believing. Just a number of books he has there. I recommend anybody who gets the series should just make a list of those books and go through them. Very important.
It's true. Definitely need to make a list of books to start out with. Again, it's foundational material. And if you got extra money, then definitely get hard copies of those. But I know a lot of those books are in the public domain, and you can find audio versions of them online if you're more budget conscious or what have you.
Yes.
But yeah, definitely start out with those foundational materials and link yourself to a guru or a mentor that speaks to you. For some, it may be Kevin Trudeau. For some, it may be Zick. For some, it may be Andre Jerry or one of the other people. But
It could be anybody.
A little further down. Yes.
Yes.
Just as long
anybody,
as they have exposure to some of the same teachings and are a little bit further down the road than you are, and can help pull you up to where they are and help propel you forward, you know? So there was something I was going to ask you. I'm looking through my notes here. There was, in reading your bio, you mentioned that you received Darshan from Guru Aiman.
Wow,
The people who aren't, you know, that up to what Darshan is and Guru Aiman, can you kind of go into that and talk about the significance of that and what that whole experience was like?
Yeah, for me personally, when I was studying Your Wish Is Your Command and Kevin Trudeau's information. While Kevin was incarcerated on his sabbatical, I understand, if I'm not mistaken, that he was praying, I guess, in the ether. Was just praying, and Saima heard him, heard his frequency, his vibration, his thought, and she went to see him. In the prisons. This is something I heard in the group that I'm a part of, Global Information Network, and I just heard that, and I'm like, that's incredible. So I started to study her. I said, if that's Kevin's mentor or teacher, I better study who she is. She's what they call a Jaga Guru, which is a guru among gurus. Now, I don't know much about spirituality and anything like that, but studying her made me to understand it all. What they call darshan is when an enlightened master or an enlightened energy master looks upon you, and it's said to burn years of karma off of you. It's like it's like a blessing of Shaktipat, blessing from them to you, which will burn off karma. So I'm like, wow, I'm down to burn off any karma I might have because I don't know what I do and I don't have. That three times. They don't normally do it in the news. Three times. Yeah, they do. Whenever she comes to the U.S., she does, well, not whenever, but she's been doing them in the past. And I've just been very lucky that wherever she's doing it, I'm always like 4 or 5 hours away. So I would just drive and receive it. It's free of charge. It's something they do in India that millions stand in line just to receive it. So I'm like, you know what? It's all about personal development and growth and spirituality. Let me go for it. And
being open-minded enough to try something, that's a little different than what you may have been exposed to growing up, right?
Yes. Yes, it was completely, the first time I went, I did not even know what I was doing, but I became extremely lucky. extremely lucky. I have stories I don't want to go on about that, but there are some things that happened in my life immediately after receiving my first one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard she was in the town, she was going to go back to the town that she did it the last time, and I went again with a friend of mine. And then just last, I think, in the end of May, she did it again. And I took a bunch of my friends. There's even a video I have on YouTube of me and my friends going for that darshan. And every time I do it, I get luckier. Yeah. Every time I do it, I get luckier and luckier and luckier. So I always tell people, sometimes we don't have to understand how something works. Mm-hmm. If you can receive it, receive a blessing. Doesn't matter. A blessing is a blessing, no matter who it comes from.
A blessing but is she a blessing. Is, you very, know, I'm very surprised that it was free of charge. I just assumed that you had to pay richly to receive it.
No, it's amazing. It's free. Anywhere it is. Anywhere it is in the world, it's always free. So sign me up. You know how we like free stuff. It's an amazing thing. Yeah,
I'm going to have to find the video out on YouTube there. To the States again.
I think the next time she has an event is the Global Unity Gathering in Florida in December. Uh-huh. Yeah, she
Global
does.
Global Unity Gathering in Florida.
Florida, yeah. Please investigate it. Tell your followers and your people who are listening. It's an amazing experience. Just even watching and listening to some of her videos online, especially because it's energy. Anytime you're watching the video, you are receiving the direct energy impact that she has put through the video.
Okay.
Yeah. Saima, S-A-I-M-A-A. It will change your life. She has changed my life. Made me more compassionate, more understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen changes in myself just by listening to a couple of her videos on healing and forgiveness. Because a lot of people have difficulties with healing and forgiveness while we're going through personal development. Because when you're going through it, yes.
No, but you go ahead. I was going to say you can't really proceed far in personal development unless you go through a forgiving process and a healing process. That's part of it. If you deny those two things, you're only going to get so far in your personal development. Yes. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's where I find you. That's how when we're all like having these ideas and thoughts, they have to be shared. Right. So please jump right in anytime. It's like healing and forgiveness. Now, I didn't know I had some healing and forgiveness to do to family members, friends, ex-co-workers, neighbors. So she has videos where she's just speaking on ways to do it while she's doing it to you on the videos. So you're receiving the healing while you're watching the video. Nothing like you have to go and practice it at home. And no, it's like, because it's energy.
It's so energy.
Yeah, it's energy. It's right there. Yeah, it's not like... Now, you can go back and listen to information for the intellectual level. But if it's energy, it's one and done. It's done.
Understood.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, so we've got more gems coming your way, folks. But first, we're going to take a quick break. But I want you to stick around because when we come back, we're going to dive into some of the tools and strategies and some of the services that Zik offers, including a special gift for our listeners tonight. So you're tuned in to Live with Dr. Andre Jerry. Stay here. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
you're back live with Dr. Andre Jerry.
Hey, welcome back to Live with Dr. Andre Jerry. That was the newest remix to my popular EDM track, Wait a Minute Baby. It's available on all streaming platforms now, and I'm pretty sure it'll be on my forthcoming mixtape that should be out middle of this month or definitely by the end of this month. But listen, if you're just joining us, I'm here with Zik, founder of the Success Experiments, and we're breaking down what it really takes to master your mindset and manifest with clarity. Now, Zik, before we dive into some of the tools and the offerings that you provide, I want to zoom in on your brand for a second, the Success Experiments. That's a name that I think really grabs people's attention. And it sounds like more than just like a catchy phrase that you came up with. It feels very intentional. So tell us a little bit about what inspired that name and how it reflects in your overall philosophy around growth and transformation.
Yeah, sure. Several years ago when I was like studying, you know, I'm getting all these books and I'm doing the best I can to do self-study because I had no teachers back then or no mentors. I was just doing a lot of study on myself. So I'd pick up a book like Think and Grow Rich and I'd read it. I'd pick up another book by like Neville Goddard, Feeling is the Secret. And I'm like, all these books have like formulas and techniques in them. So I started to do them, you know, like one after the other or combining or doing several at the same time. And I'm like, man, this is like being in college, you know, doing experiments. And so I just decided to call it Success Experiments because everything that I was studying was about even health, you know. And so I just said I'm experimenting with techniques in a book. It all started when I started doing, actually it was Think and Grow Rich and The Law of Success. They had some formulas that were in there. So I would do these formulas like three or four or five times and come up with different results. But all the results were like successful.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was really a failure. They were all like successful. Because nothing really is a failure because when I would not get to buttress it for the next time I was going to do it. So, and then I started the experiments with clients, really starting off with friends first and clients. And then that's what led to me creating the channel and just doing the best I can to help understand what took me to understand the information.
Okay, I think we're having some audio issues on your end. It may be a signal-based type thing, but from what I understand, the name of your brand or your company, the Success Experiments, is coming from sort of a combined approach of trying different things, not so much mixing recipes, so to speak, but you've been exposed to a lot of different teachings and a lot of different mentors.
Yes.
And so you're testing, you know, how well this works versus how well this other approach from this other mentor works. So it sort of is like an experiment, a success experiment, because either route you take, you're going to be successful. You're going to find success. But, you know, every teaching is different. Some you may notice a little bit more expediency in your results. Some it may take a little bit more time. It just depends on the mentor. So I really like that play on words, and I really love the name of your brand, and I see why a lot of people are gravitating towards it. And, you know, that brings me to this next point that I want to make. You know, for many of us on the personal development path, the first leg of the journey, and we talked about a little bit of this during the break, but it's going to be healing and learning and alignment. But, you know, eventually you hit that point where something starts to shift. And we reach a place where it's no longer about us and, you know, trying to get, you know, we're still trying to get what we're trying to get and have our goals. But there comes this piece in where we want to expose others to what we've learned and help inspire others to, you know, level up in their lives. So at what point did you start to realize that it was time to go from more of the student aspect to more of the consultant route and start guiding others through the process?
Oh, that I decided to make that shift when several of my friends would always get back with their results. First, they weren't even studying personal development. So they were just like telling me that some of the suggestions and ideas I gave them, they took them and they were getting results. One of them got a double promotion in a 6-month period.
Wow.
Because I gave them just some suggestions, really just simple suggestions that most people wouldn't do at their job.
Right.
And they all gave them some suggestions that came out of a book called How to Win Friends. How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. It's on Kevin Trudeau's reading list. I just gave my friend some of the suggestions in there, and they promoted him twice at his job.
Mm-hmm.
Another person, I gave some suggestions from another series of information I had. He started living the life he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just seeing, because I'd have friends that come around other YouTube channels where I just like help people with information that I've gone through, really testing it out on them so I can get results, so I can perfect my own
right.
style. And that's how I decided to like,
how you
take it
engage
further.
With, I love how you engage with your YouTube followers and subscribers. I was reading through, you know, I'm always leaving comments because I'm a content
yes.
creator. And so I appreciate when people leave comments. So I try to leave comments
yes.
on other videos that I see, especially if I'm gleaning something from it. But I saw where you were trying to help one of your subscribers. They liked your videos, but I think they wanted a different language, like Polish or something like that, or some type of information. And you were very kind to them. You said, just tell me the information you're trying to get, or send me an email, and I'll send it back to you transcribed in, you know, your language. I think
wow, you saw that. Yeah, you saw
that.
Wow.
I was like, wow, that's above and beyond. And that, again,
yeah.
it speaks to that servant leadership style that you have. You're not like a, you know, some snake oil salesman, or, you don't come off salesy
yeah.
at all. You have your wow. offerings and your consultants and everything like that. And,
wow, you remember that.
But
that
you
just
really
brought memories back because the guy.
I love stuff like that.
Me.
See, I'm a customer service guy. So
yeah.
if the customer service is great, I'm all for it. If you give really bad customer service, that's a pet peeve of mine. But just taking the time to get the information that subscriber needed translated to their language, I just thought that was excellent. I was like,
yeah, I did. I remember the book too. It was secret. He said,
yes.
"I can't." He said, "I can't." He couldn't find books in his language, so I just, you know, I found it, and I found the PDF version. Converted
right.
the whole PDF version to his language and then sent it to him. He was so happy. That great.
See,
yeah.
That's above and beyond. I would have been happy as well. Just going a little extra step like that. And that type of stuff is beautiful. And speaking of that type of guidance, let's just talk about a little bit about the services you offer. You offer free consultations to help people sort of accelerate their growth. What does that really look like? And like in terms of a prospective client, what can a new client expect from you?
Oh, well, first, I always give like how I work is kind of different from most people. I would give everybody 1 month free.
Oh, I see.
I give everybody, all my clients, I give everyone to get 1 month free. You better get what you can from me in that 1 month, because you don't really start your transformation until the second or third month. So why not give somebody 1 month for free? That's how I look
that.
At it. Yeah. And so I don't hide anything. I give you as much as I can, as much as you can take, because
uh-huh.
I've studied all of this information. Where I'm at right now is a good 16 years and counting. So I'm like, I threw a questions that I set up for them before we have our initial conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That way I can see where they're coming from, because somebody who is just watching the movie The Secret today, or just reading Think and Grow Rich today for the first time, they're
style of training that I would train them is different from gone through high-paying conferences and seminars on personal development. The training style is very different. So after getting a series of questions from each person, I'm able to cater and custom design specifically for that person.
Yes.
Based on what they have gone through and the Rolodex of information I've gone through. And I've always been able to help somebody. It's always my, I guess, success rate. I probably say it's a 99.9%. The only time it says 1% is when someone's like refuses to read. Then I can't work
with
that
person.
You have to read.
You have to.
Yeah.
Even if you just want to, you know, get the audio version and absorb it that way, but you have to ingest the foundational materials. It's just, there's no other way.
Yeah, but some people don't really understand it. You know, there's no shortcut in this manifestation, creation of life. There is no shortcut. It does require us to switch our mindset. Now, if you can switch your mindset overnight, go do it. But most people can't because of their habits that are already in place. It's tough.
Yes.
But it can be done.
It definitely can be done. That's one of the things I had to overcome was I had a negative mindset. I just did. I was a big complainer. And although I was, you know, very jovial and funny, I was very negative and sort of mean. Yes. And it took me a while to just get out of that. And every so often it kind of sneaks back up, a trigger here and there. But it took years to overcome that negative mentality and complaining all the time and, you know, being ready to fight and argue about any. You have to let all that stuff go. And you have to forgive and you have to move. If someone has hurt you, they've hurt you. But don't let them continue to hurt you for the rest of your life. Get over that stuff. Forgive them. You don't have to talk to them, shake your hand, anything, but forgive them and move on so that you can get to where you're trying to go in your life. You know,
sometimes,
so for people like that who feel stuck and those that feel stuck and overwhelmed and they're kind of unsure about what they want or what the first step is, what advice would you give those people?
I would say first, I'd say one is just knowing, acknowledgement that, okay, I'm at this level. Mm-hmm. I'm at this level. Things are not are going maybe the way he or she may want. I'm at a current situation. First, knowing where you are and then knowing where you want to get to is what I always tell people. Just know where you are. You're at a certain place in life right now. This is where you are. You are now going to receive new information that will change the course of your life. But you must know where we are first. That's what I always like
to
say. And then try to locate something that is in alignment with what you want to do or feel or look into. Because we all want something, but we also have to also look into us. What give?
Mm-hmm.
We all want to change something. The only way we can change fast is what can we do? What can we give? This is what I learned from Kevin. Kevin gave a seminar on secrets of giving where he listed 10 ways to give when you don't have money to give. You can give a smile. You can give a handshake. You can give words of encouragement. You can give blessings. You can write. You can give prayers. So when I was at my point where I had to change, a pivot, I just did an intense form of giving. Intense form of giving crafted by what Kevin had mentioned about giving. It says, practice giving in concentrated format and you will receive change quickly, but you have to give.
Yes.
Give. Give. Give a comment. Like when you mentioned you leave comments, that's the best way to give. If you're watching videos on YouTube, I always tell people, say thank you. Why? Somebody has to say, you're welcome. It's a connection thing. It's an energy thing. Remember, we want more energy units in our favor. So by giving, just by giving. It's most of these techniques that I get is from Kevin. He's masterful. He says, when you give, you have sort of like tied into the universal laws to your favor.
Yes.
And so I just practiced. I mean, he told us there was one of his tools is 90 days of giving. So I did 90 days of concentrated giving. And I saw results within like 3 days. So believe me, I did it for the whole 90 plus. I still practice it till today.
Because yeah, it's energetic. And when you're giving, yes, when you're being grateful, when you're giving, and to your point, all giving does not have to be financial. It can be a compliment. It can be a smile. It could be a comment on YouTube, yes, from a video that you watched and got something from. But I mean, yeah, that's a great experiment, 90 days of giving. I think we all can do that.
Let me share that one. Yeah, let me share something with you and your audience. You know when we're standing in a grocery store and there's like a long line, grocery store, post office, any public building, there's always like a long line. And if you're in the back of the line, we're normally very impatient. Normally, people behind us are also impatient. Imagine the thoughts that are coming from them to you in front.
Mm.
So, yeah, they're not sending you thoughts of love. They're not telling you thank you in your mind. In their mind, they're telling you, hurry up, move.
Yeah, yeah, hurry up. Some other stuff, yeah.
Yeah, you feel me? So now what I was taught by Kevin is that when you're in that kind of situation, start saying, I love you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you. Mm-hmm. To their energy. Instead of somebody telling you in the back, hurry up, move, you're like telling everybody in the room, I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Total strangers.
It utilizes that bad energy.
Yes, it does. Even when you're taking a walk and you see somebody across the street or somebody driving a car, you just say thank you to their energy field. They receive it. That's a form of giving. That's giving. You're giving love. That's a way of giving. So when I heard you can do that, I'm taking a walk. I'm screaming, I love you in my mind to any car that passes by me. I'm on the freeway saying, I love you to people in my mind. But guess what? I'm gathering up these energy units, and I'm very lucky in my life because you can become luckier, but you have to put out that that energy.
Yes.
There's no two ways about it. You must. Yeah.
Yes. I used to think negatively about people all the time and think that it was okay because they couldn't hear. They don't know what I'm thinking. But that's energy when you're thinking, oh, she makes me sick, or this, you know, all that type of negative stuff. Yeah. All that stuff has energy, and that energy is negative. So to your point, you're absolutely right. The grocery store line example is a great example.
Yes. Try it. I swear. I'm laughing. And it's funny because when I'm with my friends, and my friends that know me, and they're like, oh, you're doing that thing, right? I'm like, yes, of course. This is an opportunity to give love. Why won't I do it?
That's right. Why wouldn't you?
They're like, yeah, right? Like another one of the process, writing someone's name and saying thank you. Like, when was the last time people wrote on paper thanking their mentor, thanking their teacher, thanking their, you know, like, I have a friend of mine, trials and tribulations. I write it on paper. I'm so thankful and grateful for this person. And I pray and I write that down for 30 days, right next to my affirmations. I have a bunch of people, I just write their name down. Like, I got to pray for these guys. Why? They need that energetic push. That's giving. It's giving. I watched a two-hour seminar from Kevin on this. I practice everything. The results are phenomenal. Giving.
Giving.
Just one of my favorite affirmations.
And before
I'm so thankful
we run out
and
of
grateful.
Time,
yes.
we're quickly running out of time, but for those who are ready to go deeper in this, you're offering a free gift tonight, the full Your Wish is Your Command audio series. Quickly tell the people how they can get access to that and you know, how to go about initiating that and what they can expect when they listen.
Okay, well, first, because of I'm so much in honor and gratitude for Kevin Trudeau for even making this series. There's a website that I direct people to get the gift. It says I have a code when you go to the website, thankskevin.com. When you go there, you can scroll down. You can see a bit about my bio and who more of who I am. And then there's a photograph of the Your Wish Is Your Command audio series. You just click where it says get a copy or click the image, and it will take you to an order page. Just fill out the regular information. But at the very bottom, there's going to be a section that would say enter gift code. So my code number or my is YWIC, which stands for Your Wish Is. Just type that in, YWIYC, and it will down and give you access to listen to it online. And please, if you have any questions, then contact with me. I love discussing this information. I love it so much because it's changed my life, the life of my friends and family. So I just, I love sharing with. So that's the gift code and the gift I have for your audience.
Zeke, thank you so much. This has been a powerful episode. I told you it would be. I appreciate your wisdom, your clarity, your heart. And we're going to have to wrap up because it's at the top of the hour, but I'll have the information on my show page. But the site that you're going to go to is thankskevin.com. And the code, in case you didn't catch it, is YWIYC. It stands for Your Wish Is Your Command. So do check that out at thankskevin.com. And I want to thank everybody for listening in. A big thank you again to Zeke, who shared his story important to our audience today. And if you missed any part of tonight's show, don't worry about it. The replay is going to be available as a podcast on all major platforms, including artistfirst.com. All right. So until next time, I'm Dr. Andre Jerry, and this has been Live with Dr. Andre Jerry. Be well, stay sharp, and remember, your best life is ahead of you. All right. Take care, everybody.